Praise the Lord. Good to be in church tonight. I want to thank you for your offering and thank you for your prayers. It's hard to believe this is my last break before I graduate. It's hard to believe it's been that long. But if you would, turn in your Bibles to Jeremiah chapter 35. Came home with this on my heart. Need the Lord to help me tonight. Jeremiah chapter 35 and verse 17 says, "Therefore, thus saith the Lord God of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I will bring upon Judah and upon all the inhabitants of Jerusalem all the evil that I have pronounced against them, because I have spoken unto them, but they have not heard. I have called unto them, and they have not answered." I'm going to try to preach just for a little while. The Lord will help me on when God gives up. If you would, raise your hands toward heaven. Lord, I need you tonight, God. Oh, God. Lord, I can't do this anymore. Oh, God. Lord, God, when God gives up. See, I heard of a story of Elvis Presley back when he'd do concerts. Sometimes he would end, and I hope I got it all right, he would end sometimes in a old gospel song. He'd get to crying sometime when he would go out after he sang that song. People backstage would ask him, "Hey, what's wrong, Elvis? You're the king of rock and roll. What's wrong?" He would cry and he'd say, "God is dealing with me." Then I heard later on in life, he would end with a gospel song and he would cry. They was asking, "Why are you crying, Elvis?" He said, "Because God is not dealing with me." Oh, time can run out, my friend. God can give up, my friend. There was a boy I heard about. He dreamed one night. He had went to heaven. He seen God, and God had a chalkboard. He had a chalkboard out there, and he had a piece of chalk. And somebody in his youth group would pray through. God would write his name down. And then that person in his youth group, that person in his church would backslide. God would erase the name. Then a little while longer, that person would pray through again. God would write that name again. And then they would backslide, and God would take that eraser and erase that name. Said, "You know, I thought it might be okay, but then I realized that the chalk was getting shorter. Time was running out. Time was running out." My friend, today you may be in danger. You may not even really realize how much danger that you are actually in. Time is running out. See, time is running out for the disinterested. In Acts chapter 20 and verse 7, it says, "And upon the first day of the week when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul preached to them, ready to depart on the morrow, and continued his speech until midnight. And there were many lights in the upper chamber where they were gathered together. And there set in a window a certain young man named Eutychus, being fallen into a deep sleep. And as Paul was long preaching, he sunk down with sleep. and fell down from the third loft and was taken up dead. You see, this young man, he had potential. His name means one with a good fortune. He could have been somebody who was using his abilities to work for God. But yet when we read about this young man, we don't read about him getting on fire for God. We don't read about him being used of the Lord. What do we read about? We read about him falling asleep in church. We see him sitting in a window sill. And so I got to thinking to myself, there's so many people in our churches, they have potential in their lives. They could be used of God if they wanted to. If they would let God get a hold of their life, God could do something with them. But yet they're not busy getting real with God. What do we look at them and we see? We see somebody who's using their potential wrong. Also, his position that he held, he was sitting in a windowsill. Now I got to thinking, why would you sit in a windowsill? Why would you sit there when you had all of these other places to sit in the church? And I got to thinking to myself, you know, probably why he sat there. So he can have one eye on the world and one eye on what was going on in church. My friend here tonight, are you one of those? You have your eye on what's going on in the church. And when things are interesting in church, you put your eye on what's happening in church. But when it gets a little boring, when your desires get a little away, here you go. You go looking back into the world. Are you one of them here tonight? You say, oh, God, I'm getting distracted. Oh, God, I'm disinterested in what's happening in the church. Is that you here tonight? You say, I used to care more. I used to keep my eyes on what was happening in church. What about it, young people? Have you caught yourself looking in another direction? Are you sitting on the windowsill tonight and saying, you know, I used to pay better attention. I used to not laugh when the preacher was up there preaching. I used to not sit so far back. But now, look where I'm at. Oh, God, what happens when we lose our interest in church? Time is running out. And you see, I remember hearing of a story of Mount St. Helens. And it was ready to blow, and people went in there. And they told them, said, you need to get out of here. The people that lived around there said, you better get out of here. That thing's about to blow. And there was this woman. She wasn't going to leave. And so she refused to leave. She stayed there in her house. And then, sure enough, Mount St. Helens erupted, and her house was covered in ash and lava. And after that was done, they went down and they dug around her house and they found where she lived. They went into her living room or wherever it was, and they found that lady. But you know what? She wasn't running for her life. She wasn't trying to get out of there. She was reaching for something else. She was reaching for a string of pearls when danger was coming, when danger was at the door. When it was right there at the doorstep, she was reaching back for something else. But it was already too late. Judgment had already came. It was already there, and yet she's reaching back for something that didn't matter. Are you here tonight, and you're reaching back to something else? And as the preacher preaches and tries to reach for you, you're still reaching for something else. Something's caught your desire so much that you say, this means so much to me. Oh, man. God, help us tonight. See, by sitting there, he fell asleep. Now, when you're asleep, you know this yourself. You're unaware of your surroundings. You don't know what's going on around you. And then also, have you ever had an I don't care attitude when you're asleep? I remember one time I was asleep and the fire alarm went off. And I didn't even care. I just rolled back asleep, and I'd rather just sleep right now. And I know that's idiotic, but sometimes sleep can do crazy things to you. It makes you have an I don't care attitude. Thank God it wasn't a real fire. But you know what? When you fall asleep in church, when you fall asleep spiritually, you don't know where you're at. You think, oh, I'm doing fine, but yet you're so close. So close to the edge. So close, and yet you think you're okay. You think you're not close to judgment. You think you're not close to the wrath of God. But yet you're that close. You're running out of time. And you have an I don't care attitude. When a preacher gets up and calls out to you, tries to deal with you, you don't care. You say, I'm already stuck in my ways. I'm set in my ways. I'm going to do this. You know what? You're asleep, my friend. Falling asleep in church resulted in Eutychus falling to his death. My friend, if you don't wake up in time, you'll fall to your death. He was just barely on the windowsill of God's mercy, but he was about to fall headlong into eternity. Are you here tonight and you're sitting on the windowsill? You're just that close to falling into eternity. Just that much more of God's mercy. Are you there tonight? Oh, church, would you pray with me tonight? Oh, God, I need you. The Bible says, and knowing that now the time, it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. It's high time to wake up. If you're one that's fallen asleep spiritually in church, if you got your desires and you're distracted tonight, I'm telling you, it's time to wake up before it's too late. Wake up before it's too late. Also, second of all, the disobedient is in danger. See, Saul, all through his life, we see God laid his hand upon him. God was helping him. And yet he became disobedient. What did he do first? He sacrificed when he should have waited on Samuel. You know, he went a little too far. He got a little too far. And then next time we see him, he didn't kill King Agag when he should have. And he didn't do quite enough. He was disobedient. And God took his approval from Saul. It says, but the Lord said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. Oh, when we're disobedient to God, when God lays something on our heart and we don't do it, and when we don't do what God lays on our heart, we don't obey God, he'll refuse us. God's mercy is running thin. Oh, God, help me tonight. Oh, God. You see, God wanted to use Saul, but his sin separated him from God. You see, Isaiah 59:1 says, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that he cannot save, neither is his ear heavy that he cannot hear. But your iniquity has separated between you and God, and your sins have hid his face from you, and he will not hear when God gives up. And then we see Saul in his later life. He's under torment from an evil spirit. People believe he might have even been demon-possessed because he turned his back on God. And yet, we see him in his older life. He goes to a woman with a familiar spirit. Somebody that he used to would have drove out of the land. Somebody he used to would have had executed. And yet he goes to them, this wicked person. Well, you don't know how far you'll go when you leave God. You think, oh, I'll only go this far. I'll only do this one thing. But yet, you don't know how far you'll go. You don't know if your marriage will last. When you get away from God, you don't know where your children will go. You don't know how far they'll go if you don't get right with God. Oh, Lord, help me. Also, thirdly, third person who's in danger is the distracted. You see, Judas, he had a great position. He had a great opportunity. I mean, how many of us would like to listen to Jesus teach right from his mouth? How many of us would have liked to seen Jesus do a miracle? How many of us would have liked to seen Jesus with our own eyes fulfill prophecy? And yet this man, he traded Jesus for 30 pieces of silver. Just for 30 pieces of silver. It didn't seem like a whole lot. 30 pieces of silver for the Son of God. What are you going to trade for Jesus tonight? Oh, God. Before I even came home, I felt in my heart somebody has something in the bag. For Judas, it was money. What is it for you? Oh, that one thing. That one thing. What will you trade for Jesus? What is it tonight that's so important? Got your attention so much you won't give it to God. But what did Judas do? When he seen that it was too late, he went in and he threw it on the ground for the high priest, said, I betrayed an innocent man. I'm guilty. Then he went out and hung himself. Did that money matter when Jesus was gone? When it was too late, did that money matter anymore? No, it didn't matter anymore. What you're trading for Jesus tonight, what you're trading for the Lord's presence tonight, ain't gonna matter in a few years. It ain't gonna matter in a couple days. When God's presence leaves you, when God gives up, when God turns his back on you, it ain't gonna matter much. You may even come to this house, throw what you had on the altar, say, God, here it is now. I give it now. I give this now. It ain't nothing to me anymore. I don't want it anymore. But yet, if it's too late, will it matter? What do you have tonight? What do you have tonight that you're holding back from God? I remember hearing a story of a young lady. If you would come to the piano. Young lady, and I no doubt you've heard it before. The Lord had moved in his service. She was back crying. She was weeping. And she felt the conviction of God. And yet, the preacher went back there and talked to her and said, will you come pray? Will you come pray tonight? And yet, she said, no, I have a dress. I have a gown, and I'm going to go dance under bright lights this weekend or whenever it was. I'm going to hold on to this one thing. Just this one thing. And then next weekend I'll get saved. Next weekend I'll give it to the Lord. So she went on. She did what she wanted to do. They don't know if somebody put poison in her drink or what exactly happened. But after that, she was known to walk the floors at night and say, I have a dress. I have a dress, but where's God? My friend, what are you going to say? What matters so much that you'll trade God for what's in that bag? What is it tonight? Is it music? Do you have music in your car? You're saying, I'm not going to give it up. I'm addicted to that music. I'm not going to give it up. I'm not going to give that time up. What is in the bag tonight? If you will stand with me tonight. What will you trade for Jesus? What will you trade for your eternity? Oh, God. Church, would you pray? Young person, are you here tonight? You haven't given it all to God. I'll be honest. Before I even came home, I had some of you on my heart. I don't know what you're up to. I don't know what you're messing with, but it's not worth it. It's not worth it. Oh, God. Church, would you pray? Oh, God. This altar's open. You're here tonight and you say, I haven't given it all to God. I've held something back from God. You come to this altar. Somebody here tonight, you say, I've gotten a little distracted. I might not be backslid, but I've gotten distracted. I don't have my eyes on church like I used to. My desire ain't on church like it used to be. What is it tonight? Is there somebody, would you step out? Say, God, I'm going to give you everything. If God been dealing with you and dealing with your heart about obeying Him, and you haven't obeyed Him, is that you tonight? Would you come to this altar? Oh, my God, help us tonight. Oh, what will you trade for Jesus? What will you trade for Jesus? What was so important is now no worth. It has no worth to it. What once meant so much to Judas now meant nothing. I hope you can ask Judas tonight. He would say, don't trade anything. Don't trade anything for God. There's something you got in your heart, in your life, something that nobody even knows about, something you do and nobody in your life knows about it. You're willing to trade that for God? What about it, young people? You traded something for God? You let something else distract you? You got your eyes off of God? Traded me for 30 pieces of silver. What would happen if you did gain the whole world? Still wouldn't be worth it. And yet you want to trade something little. You want to trade something small for Jesus. Here, come on. Don't hesitate. Don't wait another second. He's here for you. Don't wait till it's too late.
I feel a burden on my heart. I appreciate these that's already come to pray. I trust we'll have a burden for them, but oh, how deep it is. How deep a need it is right now for somebody to respond. Church, would you raise your hand one more time and ask God to give everybody the courage to step out, come to this altar, pray. Father, I'm asking you to loose people and make it easy for them to pray. Help them to pray through. God, move for your glory. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, God. Oh, God. I know some people say, you'll miss out on a whole lot. Yeah, that's what Judas missed out on. He missed out on the day of Pentecost and the resurrection and having his name in the foundations of the city, that new Jerusalem. He missed out on a whole lot. So I'm going to ask you to not miss out on all these glorious spiritual things. Amen. A thief on the cross is enjoying a whole lot more in heaven than Judas ever enjoyed in his little temporary pleasure that he got out of rubbing shoulders with the big wigs right there in Jerusalem and having a little silver in his pocket for a little while. I'm just going to tell you, it ain't going to be worth it. If you're here tonight lost, I'll tell you what, I'd like for all of our young people to come on up here and seek God earnestly. I'd like for you to just come and seek the Lord, pray for each other. Amen, because there's a lot of temptation.